Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Guys, so today I feel like we're giving you a gift of a superpower, and the superpower is to read minds. What women want.
It's really easy. We're not that complicated.
No. Appreciate us.
Text us back.
Play with our hair.
Buy us shit.
Don't dip your dick in anyone else. I mean, it seems really not that complicated to me. So
is that hard for you guys to do? Why is this such a, why are women around the world globally dealing with
men
bullshit.
Are constantly like, oh, you women are so difficult. I never know what you want. Oh, it's really fucking
simple. I can't
read
you. Like,
no, it's really simple. Don't be an idiot. Don't be an idiot.
Don't be a fucking idiot. Men, this episode is for you.
And women, we're going to be letting you know things to make your man do the things that you want. And men, we're going to be letting you know things to get women to do what you want. So yes. Let's fucking go.
Now listen, this podcast is 98% women. We know that. So game plan. You got a man, you want him to hear this shit? Fucking pause
play it.
It
in the car.
Yeah, pause it to the part you want him to hear when he's in the
and
car.
Play it.
Cooking dinner, play the part you want him to hear. Or if you want to just be a blunt bitch, send him the episode.
Send
key it,
to
it up.
Him.
Say, tune in to 45 minutes in.
Like, yeah.
Like, all right, let's get it started. What women want.
Yes.
Food.
I mean, it's really simple. The whole back and forth, like, what do you want? Just surprise us. Like, pull a Mr. Big on us. Be like, get in the car. Be ready at 7.
Fucking crazy how your mood changes, like, when you're hungry and to be when you're fed.
Feed us. Get hangry.
Being, like, bitchy for some reason. Just say, like, you know what? Let me grab some ice cream and then.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He knows it solves all problems because I just stop and I stop talking and I eat. It's a fucking win. We stop fighting instantly. He's like, babe,
sometimes
I got you ice cream.
You don't
and I'm
even
like,
know
aww.
That you're hungry.
So sometimes we forget and then we're cranky bitches. But the second you feed us, we're happy again.
Done. Easy.
Okay, guys, this is foreplay of foreplay. Okay, I'm about to break it down for you. We want the intensity. We want you to grab our face and like lightly throw us into a wall. Like just like push us, our backs up against the wall, intensely kiss us, make it like passionate, and we will like it's a panty dropper. That's what it's basically, a panty dropper.
It's not that hard. Yes.
Return the favor.
Quickies are fun and they're great and all, but sometimes like you can pay a little attention to us too. You know
I
what
mean,
I mean?
Return the favor.
Return the favor.
Eat me out. Just say it. Just say it.
Bye.
You know the spots. Like Google it if you don't know it, but figure it out. Find our spots. It takes 2 seconds.
Show passion when you're making love.
Hold your face.
I hate that.
Ew, did you just say making love? Bye. Episode over.
Episode should have ended 10 minutes ago.
Ew, barf. Hold our face when you kiss us. Hold our hand when you're driving the car. Hold our chin when you want us to look at you. Wink at us. Like, those things are fucking panty droppers. You guys aren't understanding. Like, it takes nothing. The wink kills me. It kills me every time.
So cute. Like, look at me. I'm just all like.
It's so cute because it's such an innocent thing that can be done from across the room. Him talking to his guys. He looks at you. You guys make eye contact. A wink. It's like, oh, look at him.
That's the next thing. Public PDA.
Oh, my God. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Holding hands.
You know what? If we're at a bar with all your friends, like, I'll be with your friends, my friends. I'll mingle. I don't need you to sit there and babysit me.
I don't need a babysitter.
But every once in a while, like, make eye contact with me. Like, come over and like smack my ass. Like, show me that you remember that I'm in the same room as you. Like, attention, public. And you know what? Even if one or two of your friends catches it, or the girl that's been staring at him across the bar, that's all you need.
Let me tell you something. The bite of a lip could go a long way. If a guy looks at me and he bites his lip, it's a wrap.
Done.
It's a wrap. It's happening.
Attention.
I mean, okay, so attention, I feel like, is more like when we wake up in the morning, it's nice to wake up to a good morning, beautiful text. Takes probably 0.4 seconds for you to send. You could even voice note it over to us.
Yeah.
Anything to just, that'll last us the day. We don't need you to really talk to us the rest of the day. No. Good morning, beautiful starts us on a better note.
Send me a GIF. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, of just like a little wink. Or like, blowing kisses, something cute just to start our day off and like shut us up for the day.
We want to know you're thinking of us.
We don't need you to think about us all day, but if you make us think that you're thinking of us when you wake up in the morning,
ding, 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 ding.
Winning. Chicken dinner, you're getting some later. Okay, so
social acknowledgement. Okay, so social media, I want to see, you know,
people
once in
who
a while,
hide their women are cheating. Let's just put that out there real all quick. Right. If you don't post your girl on social media, you're cheating, or you have a side bitch who you haven't told about your real bitch yet.
Whoa.
Okay, so just post. You don't even need to post her face. Post her hand. Mm-hmm. Something that shows that you have a girl, because we get suspicious, and then when we get suspicious, we do detective work. We become FBI members. We send our friends in on this. My friends can find out anything about anybody and in like under 10 minutes. We will be hacking your phone with those apps in seconds. Like, just don't make us crazy. Post us on your social media.
I got to tell you, like, Dennis is not a big social media guy. Like, he doesn't post that often.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the one or two times that he actually, like, I can tell you, like, it was my birthday. Like, I woke up, I slept in, and I was like, oh, like, he wrote something so nice. I'm like, I don't need that. Like, that lasted me a few years.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm telling you. Literally, it's guys, it takes nothing to make us happy. We just want those little things during the day that, like, you don't have to remind yourself. Just, like, when you wake up in the morning, it's like brushing your teeth. Good morning, beautiful. Hope you have a nice day. Can't wait to see you later. Then you don't need to talk to us for the rest of the day. Do you get it? Like, it's your easy way out. What's next? Compliments. Motherfucking compliments.
Tracy, take it.
This is my thing, okay? And I'm going to call out my husband because he's a great husband. Let me tell you, if I happen to mention in passing that I like something, he'll go back and get it for me. So he's very thoughtful when it comes to that. But I have to drag compliments out of this man, like drag them. And it drives me nuts. And I tell him all the time, I'm like, just tell me I'm pretty. Like, feed me pizza and tell me I'm pretty. Like, that's all I want in this world. Every baddie knows it.
Feed me tacos.
Yeah, like, guys, just, like, hey, beautiful. Or, like, when you come home from work, give me a kiss and be like, you look beautiful. I could look disgusting. I want you to lie to me. I want you to tell me I look beautiful when I don't. When I get ready and we're going out to dinner somewhere or we're going to the movies.
I was just going to say, it's a fucking layup. If your girlfriend, wife, fucking girl you're dating gets dressed up, does her hair, does her makeup, she wants you to acknowledge that she looks a little different than she did maybe when she was in sweatpants.
Or how about, you don't even have to use the word beautiful or pretty if that makes you feel uncomfortable. The word damn goes a long way.
Damn.
If he looks at you, he's like, damn. Like, yeah, I'm like, thanks. like, it's so fucking easy. Just compliment us. We want to know that, like, you're acknowledging that we're alive and we put on mascara. Like, that's it.
And I think sometimes men don't realize, sometimes in their heads, they're like, oh, I've said it. But no, like six months ago?
No, you need to be saying it like once a week. She needs a compliment. Like,
and I'm sorry,
clockwork.
If she gets her fucking hair done, don't let her wait to ask you, like, what do you think of my hair? If she fucking left as a brunette and she comes back blonde, you better acknowledge it.
If you're not paying attention, that means your attention is elsewhere on somebody else. Whoa. And that's where the FBI detective work comes in. And then we will fuck up your entire life.
Honesty.
This is a no-brainer, guys. Come on.
We want honesty, but there's also a fine line. We don't want too much of it. If I'm going to ask you if I'm fat, you better motherfucker say no.
No. So, I know I'm fat, but just tell me, babe, you're not fat. Relax. It'll help.
Yeah.
Because I know the truth, but, like, I'm just checking to make sure that you know I got fat. Like, just, I want to make sure that you are paying attention to the fact that I'm eating my feelings. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
We want honesty. We want no more this lie. Lying is the worst thing for any relationship.
Lying,
not just marital, but friendships. Lying. Your work life, I mean, it's so bad. You definitely don't want to bring that into your home.
The thing about lying and honesty is that the one time you lie, we will hold on to that like our grandmother's keepsake after she passes. We will never let it go.
Like the Titanic stone.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, we're holding on to that.
Oh, I'll go down and get it for you, right? Rosa Britney song? Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Guess what? We're going to hold on to that forever. That bitch, it was 84 years she held on to that. That's how long we'll hold on to a fucking lie that you tell us. And we'll throw it into your face every goddamn time. Because I'm telling you, it pisses us off. It makes us question everything about you. And then you could be telling the truth and we're still going to be like, you lying.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
You dig yourself into a hole that you can't get out of once you start the lying. I mean, once, twice. By the third time, you fucked her up and you might as well start a new relationship. Like, mm-hmm. you have to get out of it. There's no turning back. So don't fucking start. Be honest.
Excitement.
Okay. So couples get into routines a lot, right? Where they're doing the same things every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how nice would it be if, you know, you just put the kids to bed and he came home and he had a game plan for the night. Like, just something that got you.
Imagine you worked
up
all day. You vacuumed. You got the kids to school. You picked them up. You got them to sports. You come home. You put them to bed. And then all of a sudden, a babysitter shows up at the house. And you're like, oh, my God, what's going on? And she's like, hi, your husband called me. And she's like, oh, my God, it's the Mr. Big. We're going to call it the Big Movement, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the Mr. Big of all things. He used to show up. This is, guys, because if you're listening, this is our Sex in the City moment where he used to just show up at Carrie's house. And he used to be like, you have 15 minutes, put on a nice dress and meet me outside.
Oh, that like a fairy tale.
You will probably get blown on the way there. I'm letting you know, it is a game changer, okay? Say it louder for the bitches in the back. One more time. Hit me with it.
Excitement in a relationship. I
it's taking control. We yeah. like the control. Like, we're in control of our kids' home all day. We need someone to like put a little control on us a little once in a
yeah,
while.
Shit
show
gets
us some
boring.
Yeah, mix it up, man.
Don't bore us.
Yeah. Join the goddamn movement.
Surprises.
Oh.
Send me flowers for no reason. Send me chocolate for no reason. I don't know. Do nice things for no reason. Surprise. Do say something that's going to surprise the shit out of me. Just don't be yourself 24 hours a day for the rest of my life.
If you want your girl to jump your bones, empty the dishwasher. That's a surprise.
That's a crazy surprise.
Yep. Takes nothing. Just put the dishes away. Put a few cups away. You don't even have to empty the whole dishwasher.
Without asking, Tracy?
If she walks into the kitchen and she happens to see you in the act of doing it, oh my God, you're not even going to make it out of the kitchen. I guarantee you. That is a game changer.
I saw a comment on our page today. Said, how do I get my girl to give me more blowjobs?
There you go. Pick up a vacuum. She'll Hoover the shit out of you afterwards. I promise. I guarantee it.
All right. The next one is my big pet peeve of mine, which is toilet seat.
Oh, okay.
What women want? They want you to put the fucking toilet seat down. You know why? I have dainty, beautiful little fingers. I don't want to touch your disgusting, piss-filled rim toilet. What is so hard to understand about that? It's fucking gross. And when I have guests come over, they don't want to touch your piss, Denny.
I can't.
Is that too much? Does Corey put the Tory seat down? Does Corey put the toilet seat down?
Yeah. He's good at that.
You have kids. I feel like it's dangerous if they don't.
I don't know. Yeah. I know. They would like throw stuff in there. No, he's pretty good at that. His only thing that he really does that irritates me is like leaving soda cans open that he takes like a sip of and then moves on. And I'm just like, why is this a full can of soda? Like things like that. I don't know. But let me tell you something. Every time a man does a woman wrong and does something stupid, God moves his hairline back an inch. So just keep that in mind, men. Like keep it up because God is watching.
Wow.
Holy receding hairline. Keep it up.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not fucking cool. What's next on our list?
Security. This is nice. So major because we are the ones who take care of ourselves all the time. Since we've been out on our own, we've watched our own backs. Our girls have had our backs. It's like we just want you to make us feel safe and that we're in a safe environment. So if you take me out, let me tell you, girls, this is a deal breaker for me. This is a non-negotiable. If a man is walking you on the street and he walks on the inside of the street, it is a wrap. This is like when men come out of the womb, this is the first thing they learn. You take a girl's hand on the inside. You put her on the inside. So if you get hit by a car, he's the one to go. That's literally a thing. My dad has told me from the get. He said, if a man doesn't put you on the inside of the street to keep you safe, he's a bitch.
I'm noting that with like everybody like from now on.
I'm letting you know. You will be so aware of it now. Like, I didn't know. This is one of the things that Corey did that I was like, wow. Like, we were walking one day. We were filming, I think. And he literally he was holding my hand on the outside. And he literally pulled me to his side and switched hands so that I could be walking on the inside. And it's a minor thing, but it makes us feel safe because we know what that means. Has anyone seen The Bronx Tale? And he's like, when she reaches over and opens the door for him. And he said, that's how you know you have a good woman. That's how you know you have a good man when he puts you on the inside of the street. I'm letting you know. Write it down. Like,
it's a good one.
Pocket save it. Write it in your notes. make sure that your man does that for you. Because if he doesn't, he was either raised as an asshole or he has no manners or he doesn't give a shit about you or he wants you to get hit back.
He's trying to get out of the relationship.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Romance. This is a big one.
I am not big on romance. I don't need much. Like, I like cards. I don't like gifts. So, like, I like you to acknowledge that, like, Mother's Day or something like that.
What about, like, a nice dinner out, like, at a nice restaurant?
I'm not even big on that. Like, I want my type of romance. This is where we, it, like, up and down a lot. There's a gray area. This is, like, 50 Shades of Grey for us. Jess's idea of romance, I think, is going to be take me out, buy me flowers. I hate flowers. They die. It's very sad for me. I don't know. It was never a thing for me. What I want is when we're watching a movie on the couch, come behind me and like tickle my arm.
That's romantic.
Play with my hair. That's romantic. Romance to me.
Yeah,
I don't like going out. I don't want the pressure to get dressed up and go out and spend $200 on dinner.
I think romance really equals effort.
I think it's any type of effort a man puts in is romantic.
Yeah.
He could go and rose petal my whole house. That's great. But, like, I personally only need you to do the bare minimum of, like, kissing me on the forehead. That's romantic to me.
Yeah, I agree with
that. When I have lipstick on and my husband wants to kiss me, he kisses me on the nose because he knows that he doesn't want to fuck up my lipstick, but he also wants to show me, like, give me a kiss.
That's romance. If romance is missing from your relationship, it's going to die very soon.
Yeah, it's just because we grew up watching movies that made us think that, like, a white horse is going to show up with our Prince Charming. And, like, we've grown up to know that's never going to fucking happen. At the same time, we still want you to prove to us that we're not completely lost causes.
And, by the way, romance doesn't equal money. I saw that.
No, it doesn't at all.
On the page the other day. Like, oh, my boyfriend has a lot of money, so we didn't do anything for Valentine's Day.
That's
not
it. You
don't need money to be romantic.
You know how much a chocolate rose at CVS is? 99 cents. Yeah. Bring that home to her,
or be thoughtful, like,
and kiss her.
Take her to a park. Go on a walk. Talk about even with your use your words with her. Tell her you love her. That's romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
Yeah. I don't need to know. I don't know who needs to hear this, but nicknames are real cute. Okay.
Everyone, every girl, give a fuck. Don't try to lie. No, you love cute. Being called bae, boo. Baby, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, Corey's for me is baby girl, and he spells it B-A-B-I-E-G-I-R-L. So if anyone were to ever steal his phone and B-A-B-Y, I'd be like, this ain't my man. Who is this? I'm not stupid.
Get a nickname for your girl. If you don't have one, find something cute. It's like something that bonds you guys. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's so cute.
And
it doesn't
annoying.
Have to be corny.
And couples like are annoying. That's what they do. Like,
yeah, of course it's annoying.
Cute.
And like, babe. No, of course. But like,
baby.
I don't want you to. I don't think he's ever called me Tracy. It's always babe. When he gets mad at me, it's Tracy, really? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Shit's about to go down. Because it's bad. But like, it's always babe or baby girl. Always. And it would concern me had I heard otherwise.
I love that.
It's important. It just shows that, like, you guys have a thing. And like, it could be anything.
It's almost like an inside joke, but sweet.
Yeah. Like Doria calls her husband Bunny. And it's so cute. And now we all call him that. I'm like, how's Bun?
Yeah.
Because it's just cute. Like she has something for him and he knows that that's for him. Whether it's corny and he hates it or not, it's still like something in him's going to be like, that's for me.
I call Danny Beb. And now,
yeah,
like,
Beb, B-E-B, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen that on your text.
Yeah, so it's so funny because, you know, he'll come in the room and my friends will be like, hey, Beb.
Yeah.
Beb. And he's just like, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Affection.
I think a big one is the holding the hands in the car. I think that's like one of the top ones because it's like you guys are so close to each other in a car and even listening to the same music. Taking her hand and just kissing her hand in the car is like the easiest thing you can do. And it will melt us.
Yeah.
Melt us.
We love affection. Like even for me, someone doesn't like touching.
She doesn't like it. She hates hugging. She doesn't want to.
I need affection from my man though. Like, you know what I mean? It's a big thing. So if you're not doing it,
it's called swag.
It's horrible.
To be honest.
You want to hit it? We hit swag. Oh, swag's it's on there. Oh. Yeah, it's on the list.
Let me tell you. No, swag is major. Some people don't have it. And some people, it can't be taught. Honestly, my 9-month-old's got it. And it's very crazy to me how people are just born with it. But swag will literally take you from, you could be a 4. It will like, it'll be like, listen up, 4 is a 10 is speaking. Because all of a sudden, you are at another level because you have swag. A girl, I have talked to my friends and I'd be like, I know he doesn't look cute. And then they're like, send me pictures of him. I'm like, you honestly have to meet him. He has so much swag. Like you don't even get, and they're like, oh, I get it. Like they instantly excuse the fact that he's fucking hideous. And they're like, oh, he's got swag. It's fine. Like he's got that something that like you can't explain, but you can't get enough of.
I mean, like a swaggy guy gives you an unexpected kiss.
He makes you fall in love with him and then breaks your fucking heart. No, I'm just kidding. He makes you fall in love with him. And then it's like, why am I giving this guy like all these chances? Because it's the swag, guys. You don't get it. It's so important. Mm-hmm. And it's like in the way you dress. It's in the way you walk, your mannerisms, your speak. There could be different versions of swag. You may not dress well or be hot. But guess what? If you sweet talk the shit out of her, swag.
Swag.
It's important.
Swag's on high on my list.
Yeah, it's pretty mage.
Communication.
This is like me and Corey's major downfall because I ask him, how long until you're home? If you tell me 10 minutes, it better be 9.5 minutes.
And how long is it till when
usually
he's home?
An hour. It's like he just doesn't understand like where the time goes. It's because men are so irrelevant, like they're disconnected.
Yeah,
they don't like, they're not like, oh, when I run out, I'm like, I could go to the store, get formula and like 7 bags of chips and be home in 4.5 minutes. Okay, it takes him an hour. It's because he gets in the car, he checks his phone, puts on his seatbelt, looks back, drives away. I'm in and out of the driveway in seconds. I could hit somebody and not even know they're there.
Oh.
I'm telling you right now, that's how fast I'm in and out because I'm like, I got to get home. I
got
to get home. I got to go take care of
shit to do.
I have stuff to do and I'm worried about the kids being home. Him, he's like, oh, my free time. Look at this. I'm taking my time. I'm going to go get this. And
then, like retired grandpa,
but then he
can
still
around.
Say, I'm getting what we need for the kids, but he's taking his time while doing it, which is the complicated part because I want to be mad at him for taking so long, but he's doing what I need him to do by getting it done.
The problem is that he needs
like,
to
very complicated.
Communicate with you.
That is what
if
it is.
If he said, hey, I'm going to take the next hour.
It'll probably be gone
you
an hour.
Give a fuck.
I'd been like, oh, well, he
see
has
you
time.
In an hour.
Right. It's just the communication. Also, communication is like, if you like a girl's hair dark, you'd be like, oh my God, when you were dark, I loved that, a picture. And if you don't have to tell them, like, I want your hair to be darker, we're not together. But communication is like, wow, I loved that picture of you with the dark hair. It's dropping hints.
Yeah. It's everything. If you're not communicating, your relationship's fucking doomed. Like, it's just, you're not going to be on the same page
if something is missing in the relationship. Communicate it.
Women like to over communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And
men
like
don't
to,
at all.
Yeah, men just don't.
Which
they
is why
don't.
Usually yelling and fighting is a woman's like stomping ground.
I feel like half arguments and half of the disagreements could be avoided if couples communicated better, to be honest.
Absolutely. Like, that's the reason me and him fight.
If men just, you know, told the woman what was bothering them or listened. We'll get to that one next.
Yeah. But also I feel like, I don't know, like the guy needs to communicate. If there's something missing, like even in your sex life, like first of all, girls, can I say it? Like, can I drop it?
Drop it.
Stop only giving him blowjobs on his birthday. The bullshit has to stop. It's a fucking enough. Because this man waits 364 days for something that should be so natural. And it's pissing me the fuck off, honestly. Men are not getting. You want him to go and unload the dishwasher? Give him a blowy. Stop holding out on him. Stop emasculating him by, like, withdrawing sex when he's bad, like he's in the timeout chair. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Sex is your way to reconnect with somebody. Mm-hmm. If you're using it as a tool instead of a weapon, you guys will have a greater sex life. You will be blowing him more often. You will be getting eaten more often. You guys will just literally love sex to the point where you just can't get enough of each other. And then you guys will be connected on another level. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I feel like people who are withdrawing sex, like, who the fuck are you to withdraw something that is natural to a human? Like, who made you God?
It's what leads to bad things when you...
This is what... when you. Oh, yeah. And then don't get mad at him when he goes off and finds it somewhere else because you're not giving it to him. Like, that's just a man's natural and a woman's natural. A woman's going to run off when she's not getting the emotional support. Mm-hmm. And she's going to find somebody who's going to do it. And men are going to run off when they're not getting the physical support. Mm-hmm. So get your shit together and put a backpack on. Put all those support systems in it and go take a fucking walk together. I guarantee you guys will instantly connect. He's getting the physical. You're getting the emotional. And all of a sudden, no one's cheating. It's a great thing. It's such a simple concept.
Wow, you've just like solved humanity.
I feel like I may have just, and like Armageddon will not happen now because I just dropped that bomb.
I can't. What's with next? You today.
What is next?
Appreciation.
Take it.
Okay, so let's talk about having a wife, mm-hmm. a mother. She cooks, she cleans, she takes care of your fucking children. Do you know what it's like to do a job all day? Because it's a job. It's a job.
I can't.
There is
yeah.
no. She, it's a job. You're not getting paid for. Okay.
So it's volunteer work.
It's
honestly.
Volunteer work. Imagine volunteering and nobody saying, "Wow, gee, thank you, thank you." Or how about this? You're doing a great job.
Or wow. This is my favorite one. I don't know how you do it. That takes me a real long way because it acknowledges that I'm totally fucking losing my mind and mm-hmm. I appreciate you for it and I don't know how I could have done this without you.
I couldn't do it without you.
I couldn't do it without you. Men, listen, I'm going to repeat it again, okay? One more time for the bitches in the back. I can never do this without you. I don't know how you do it. That will change she'll feel so appreciated. Like, he gets it. He yeah. gets how frustrated I am. These kids don't stop all day long. He comes home from work. He's like, oh my God, they're going crazy. I don't know how you do this all day. It's crazy. I could never do this. Such a simple thing. She will appreciate you.
And like, I think about men at work. You know, they cry if their boss doesn't acknowledge them yeah. or appreciate them.
You cry me a fucking
You know
order.
What I mean? Like, oh, like.
Take it deep.
My boss doesn't appreciate it. I'm breaking
my
back.
I do all
back.
This work. Yeah, I'm stressed so much. And my boss doesn't even acknowledge it. Okay, you know what I do? Change shit diapers and have a kid throw up in my mouth all day. Complain about it again.
And Tracy is not complaining about her work. She just wants you to acknowledge the work she's doing. I mean, because it's day after day after day.
It is the same thing every day. And you want to be like, oh my God, it's 7 o'clock. The kids are going to bed. If you think you're not still on high alert that they're going to wake up, that you have to do this, mm-hmm. that you have to set up for tomorrow, that you mm-hmm. have, it doesn't end. It's not like I go to bed and that's it. I have a 9-month-old. I'm up all night with him still.
And like, just recognize, like, if he's at work all day and I dusted the whole house, which is like a once in a blue thing. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit, this house is not dusty. Like, wow. We just like bring that up.
Wow,
I could
eat off these drapes.
Yeah, like notice the work that we're putting in, men. Like, that's all women want. We just want a little appreciation.
Yeah, for sure. I think also, I think major people couples fight about is financial support and yep. like safety and. So budgeting
yes.
is important. Making her, you don't have to spoil her with gifts. You just have to make sure that you're pulling your weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys are co-household members where you're both bringing in income, like, take a minute to just be like, how was your day? How was your day? Like, Just the financial is major. Like, money runs this world. And I don't know who the fuck came up with money doesn't buy happiness. You know who wrote that? Some rich bitch. Because money does buy happiness.
Ivanka Trump.
Yeah. Somebody wrote that who has money and doesn't understand what it's like to not have money.
She's getting her colonoscopy and, like, getting, like,
her anal, like, bleached.
Yeah. She's like, oh, who needs money?
Yeah, money. No. Let me tell you something. Money ruins and helps this world. And it's up and down.
And the thing is, too, like, if you're dating a girl and you're not married, like boyfriend and girlfriend, if you're spending, even though you're not married and you're not financially committed to each other yet, but if you're spending all your money going out with the guys or guy trips at the bar, and then when she says, hey, can we do X, Y, and Z, and you complain about not having any cash, like, women don't want that. Like, they're
instantly going to be like, so you'll spend it all with your friends, but you won't spend it on me.
Like, that's a fucked up thing to do. Like, so you need to be financially just aware, even if when you're dating somebody, to marriage, to when you have children, because your children are your first priority. Like, all of a sudden, like, you know, spending money on shots for a round of all your friends is not important.
And on the same token, women, stop telling your man that, like, you need money to go shopping. There's necessities and then there's luxuries. And if you want to go shopping with extra money, maybe find a way to raise that extra money. You don't need to go, like, spoil yourself every, oh my God, I really wanted those shoes, I really wanted that bag. Like, okay, bitch, so go make a coin. Do it yourself. He's not supposed to be there supporting you. He's supposed to be putting a roof over your head, feeding you, and that is it. Like, you do the rest. It just make it, put a little effort into showing him that, like, you could survive without him if you needed to. And also that he's not just a wallet to you. Because then he will go out of your way to make you feel more special by just doing it voluntarily.
Planning. Plan a date night. Don't make her do everything. Don't make her find the babysitter every fucking time.
Yeah, it's like, oh, call the babysitter and then decide where you want to eat. And then, I don't know, well, what time should we go or what time should... I don't know. Just tell me, dinner's at 8. I called the babysitter. She'll be here at 7:30. Make sure you look beautiful. I cannot wait to just get a time alone with you. So important.
Women don't want to be your mother.
No.
Like, you are a grown-ass man. Like,
I ain't your mama.
Yeah, you do. You plan everything else in your life. How come when it comes to stuff with your woman, you're just like, you fall like a helpless, like, oh, plan. Like, I don't know what you want. I don't know this. Just do it.
It's not always what we want. It's not always what we want. Like, oh, I really wanted Chinese tonight and we got Italian. Like, no, just, she will be so appreciative of you just, like, taking initiative of making her feel special. And that goes back to surprises. And I think it also goes back to, what did we say? Attention, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. One of them. It's all kind of snowballed into the next. Like, you just have to make the way you would plan a trip with your boys and you're so gung-ho about finding all that shit. Like, do that with your girl, please.
Oh my God. Imagine planning a surprise vacation for your wife.
Basically being like, you have 3 hours to pack.
Oh my God.
I've covered your shifts. That's, can you imagine?
We talk about, like, fairy tales. Like,
you want to talk about having sex for 3 hours every 15 minutes.
That's the shit that makes your friends jealous of, like, the man you're with, is when you're like, yeah, you know, I just came home and he told me to, my bags were even packed already. Mm-hmm. And the weekend was planned. Like, what?
Yeah, amazing. That would be insane.
Sometimes women just want, like, their brain, like, we overthink and we're too crowded, and we just to take that like process off us is so nice that we can just relax. We don't get to relax.
Yeah.
There are over 90,000 people missing at any time, and over 500,000 are reported missing every year, and that's just in the United States. I'm Mike Morford.
And I'm Jess Betancourt. And in our podcast, Missing Persons, we discuss cases of people who have gone missing under mysterious circumstances. And we're joined in each episode by guests who are either related to the missing person, investigating their disappearance, or advocating for answers in the case.
Missing Persons is available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and there are dozens of episodes to binge on right now. Subscribe today so you don't miss an episode.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it. Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album. Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists.
Being faithful, major.
Huge one.
I feel like we maybe shouldn't even have to talk about this. I feel like guys who are unfaithful, like, what are you getting out of life? I don't get it.
What's the point? Why date
it's
somebody?
It's so much fucking work
just be
to cheat.
Single.
Do you have any idea how much work it is to cheat?
Yes.
It is constant reminders of telling them where you were, what you were doing, deleting things. Like
I had a girl I work with that her friend found her boyfriend on a dating app, mm-hmm. like on a match. And I was like, what the fuck? This guy didn't just go out to the bar, get drunk, and like do something stupid. He went out of his way to cheat. Like
he literally went to the app store. He downloaded something, had to log in with his own email, made a password, like the whole thing.
That's extensive.
That's so insane.
What's the point?
So why stay with somebody if you're going to cheat? I just feel like it's so much work. It actually causes more problems because you're now stressed out about the man you have to worry about at home and the man you have to worry about on the side. Like, imagine having a side piece and like you have to worry about both of them. One man is enough. It's enough concern. I can't.
I mean, and the problem with men that are unfaithful, once your woman finds out, and she will, they always do.
Mm-hmm.
It's
FBI. I told you.
Yeah.
Detective work.
She's going to find out. Like,
or her friends will find
out. Hope you're having a great time. It's going to come to an end soon. And guess what's happened? She's going to make the rest of your life miserable because she's never going to let it go.
And also men that are unfaithful, once they get a taste of unfaithfulness, it becomes like a game to them.
Ugh.
So they're like, oh, I got away with that. Let's see how much more I could get away with. Like, don't allow it. Like, put an end to it. Put your foot down. If you catch them one time, more than likely, I would say probably 70% chance they're going to do it again.
Yeah.
There's a 30%. You're right. There's the Steves in the world and the Mirandas who she will give you a second chance and be like, he had remorse all over his face. He was so sorry. He was sick over it. That's an accident. Sometimes those happen.
Yeah.
People are humans. Mistakes happen. People fuck up. But a serial cheater is somebody who's going to destroy your whole world and then probably is also emotionally abusive by making you feel bad for it.
Well, for sure. And by the way, like cheating is emotional abuse because then your partner's sitting there looking in the mirror going, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
When there's nothing wrong with you, it's them all day. Confidence.
I mean, that's swag, right?
That's swag.
It's still.
But also like there's nothing more unattractive to me than a jealous guy. Like, if you're insecure.
Insecurity,
yeah.
Like, it's probably because you have a small dick.
Oh, it's definitely because you have a small dick.
Can I tell you a funny story about a small dick? Cool. So,
oh, you mean the one someone DM'd us that was disturbing as fuck?
Well, no, it was not that small. That was like Hobbit size. I was mortified. I had never.
Like, what do you use? Like, I'm looking around
the room. It was like literally the size of my thumb.
The thumbnail.
It was the thumb. Yeah, it was mortifying.
Like a tip.
This girl DM'd us and said that she told him, well, asked him, how do you jerk off? And he said, I use my thumb and my pointer finger. Bye forever. Don't ever talk to me again. I'm blocking your number. It's like rubbing salt on your pasta. I will die. Don't ever do that to me again. We wanted to make fun of dicks, so we were asking you to DM us. But after that, we asked it to stop because I've never seen a Hobbit thing like that in my life.
Horrible. But anyway, tell me your small dick story.
So I had this boyfriend, and we never slept together because it was just always wrong timing. We were only in like a 3-month relationship, but like it never got to that. So we ended up breaking up and whatever. Then me and my best friend got drunk one night. She was dating his friend at one point, but they broke up or I don't know, whatever. So we were like, oh, should we call them, blah, 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 and hang out? I was like, I wonder if like, if I rekindled that, maybe something would come back to us. Whatever. And it was the smallest thing I had ever seen. And I looked at it. And I was like, wow. And then I attempted because I was like, maybe I could get through this. Attempted it. I was like, this is like the small. I was so physically uncomfortable. I couldn't even like.
How big?
I didn't. It was I want to say like 4 inches maybe. I was like, we have to stop this. So my best friend and her boyfriend were downstairs and I kicked him out. I told him it had to stop because I couldn't even take how ugly and small it was. And I kicked him out and he went downstairs and told his best friend, yeah, she made me stop because it was too big. She couldn't handle it. I, to this day, still laugh about that story.
Wow.
What a liar men are. Like, that was me and her laugh about it all the time. We're like, you couldn't handle it. We say that all the time. We're like, oh, why? It was the most uncomfortable I've ever been, and it made me, I'm mortified. I literally PTSD. Thank God I now found Corey and like I never have to worry about that ever again. But like, yeah, no, it's just
little. Like that guy definitely is like a jealous, like that's
he's just the one who follows you to the bar when you go out with your friends.
Right.
Because he's
bingo.
Like, she's about to find some, yeah, you know, they're, dig bit,
they're
big
trying
dick
to make
energy
up for something that they're lacking 100%.
Wow.
The next one's effort. And we kind of touched on this already, but we're not your mothers. We don't want to do everything for you. Cook, clean. It's a different era today. Like,
yeah, it's not the 50s.
It's not
do your
the
own
50s.
Fucking laundry.
Do your own fucking laundry. Like
my husband does his own laundry because it's he has to do his own loads because it has concrete on
loads.
It. Wow. 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 Oh my God. Oh, and we're back in second grade. Okay. No, he does his own laundry. Laundry. I won't say it again, the word. Because
loads.
You're sick. He has concrete all over his clothes and I won't let him wash it with the kids' clothes.
Oh.
So he has to do his own anyway. And so he runs that himself. He also accuses me too many times of losing stuff that has gone into the wash. And he's like, I don't know, you lost it. But so I was like, I'm done with that. We're not doing that anymore. You are a big boy. You do your laundry. I will do mine and the kids. And that's where we're going to stand on that.
That's one thing I will say. Denny and I
is big on doing
have
his laundry.
Figured out like mm-hmm. how to coexist in the home really
well. Chores.
Yes. Like it's all not on me for sure. But like you better believe he has a hard day at fucking work. I'm not going to sit him like there and make him wash his own dishes. Like mm-hmm. I'll take care of it. If he's had a harder day than me, I'll pick up the slack.
Yeah.
But also I don't have to ask him ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, but he's one of the good ones. He like just volunteers to
Can
help.
Can you imagine how annoying
he
is
wants
to ask
to fold
somebody
laundry.
Every day to no. take out the garbage, like to do simple tasks around the home. Like mm-hmm. it fucking like swallows you up. You just look around and you just feel so overwhelmed. Like I can't even imagine that. But I can't tell you, like, having someone that, like, men, like, we just want a little help around the home. I mean, why does that automatically fall on us, like, folding your underwear? It shouldn't.
It's like you have to be home all day, locked in a house, cabin fever, take care of kids who are screaming and fighting all day, clean up their toys at the end of the day, make sure that I have a hot meal when I get home, then clean up the dishes at the end of the day, make sure that my laundry is ready for the next day for work. When does it end? Oh, and then we have to be available for sex.
Right.
Fuckology 101, do your fucking laundry and we'll be ready for sex because it'll take an hour out of our day that we now have spared up for you. Okay, like, Fuckology 101.
Like, oh my God, men, imagine the thought of emptying the dishwasher without
it's
having to be
amazing.
Asked. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Like, these are such little things. Like, I don't know who raised some of you. I'm going to guess Italian moms.
Yeah, that's a strong hand on that one. I'm going to put
yes.
And they're like, not my baby. You don't have to lift a finger.
Oh,
when
Nikki.
I first met Corey, his mom was still putting together his baseball bag for baseball. And I told her, I was like, Bonnie, put the fucking cleats down. Put them down and walk away. I love you. You need to cut this shit because guess what? When me and him move in together, I'm not fucking doing it and he's going to go into shock and his body won't know how to function. So stop it right now. And she was like, okay, sorry. I was like, we need to get this. Me and you need to work together and figure out how you could do a little less
and
for him
get,
to do a little more.
I get that it's hard to break that pattern. It's like whatever you're used to. But you know what? It's when you're a grown-ass man, like, it's time. We have a friend that mom packs a suitcase.
Yeah.
So, like, it's
I'm
folded.
Telling you, Jess, she was
he doesn't know how to
I
go
have
home
to,
after the
I,
trip because he
I
doesn't
still,
have a mommy there.
I still, to this day, pack Corey's stuff. I pack his luggage. And then he approves all the outfits once they're packed.
Wow.
I do that because I also like to a bit of color coordination.
Yeah.
Just not like something corny or overwhelming, but just like I'm not wearing pink when you're wearing red that night. Like just those things. Yeah, I like to pack his stuff. So one, I know what he has and then he doesn't get there and is like, oh my God, we forgot boxers. And then somehow it's my fault. I'd rather just pack it, know that it's in there.
That's fine.
I tell
That's
him what's in there.
Yeah.
And then he approves it. That is something that I 100% will probably forever do is pack his stuff. Other than
Great.
That, he does his laundry.
I love that.
He's the one who comes home with food and surprises us like, oh, guess what? We're pizza night. And I'm like, woo! Thank God. Praise Jesus. There's so many things that he does that's great. And then he comes and hits me with the, I kick a soda can over that's fully open because he opened a soda can, took one sip and left it around.
Let me use the soda can as an example real quick. So like you've complained about the soda can, right?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm very into communicating with him. I'm just getting none back.
So like you said, okay, this here's a soda can.
Yep.
It's
full.
You took a sip
Why?
Of it.
Why
where
is it
does he leave it? Tell me where he leaves it in the
it
house.
It doesn't matter. On the top of the TV, right by where you're sitting on the couch. So it goes under the couch, and I now have to move the entire couch to clean it.
Do you ever see the movie Signs where the girl leaves water all over
the house? And then she uses it as a tool to kill the aliens at the end? Had that been the case, he would have got scot-free. I would have been so happy and proud that he did that. That's not going to happen for
what
us.
What is it? So, like, he'll just, no matter how many times you've mentioned it, you bring it up, it's still just a thing.
And I'm like, why can't you just finish your drink? And two, when you go to the store, instead of buying an Arizona can, buy it in the bottle. Guess what? Because then you could put a cap on it. Like, why don't we get this? Instead of buying a can of soda, buy a bottle of
or
Coke.
You need to get those little, like, Shotsky sodas that, like, are literally a gulp and then you toss them.
But then he'll drink 17 of those and still one will have a little bit left where if you knock it over, it goes everywhere. I literally am making a rule. We're actually moving and I'm making a rule that in our new house, there's no soda cans. There's no cans of any kind allowed in my living room. It's just a thing. It's not happening. It's not going on my rug so I can clean it. It's not happening.
I love that story so much, crazy, because it's just funny that, like, sometimes some things, like me with the toilet
seat, little.
Like, for how good Danny is in the home, like, the toilet seat thing, like, I cannot understand why he cannot just put it down. Like, and I get you, couples are going to always have those things that make each other crazy.
Yeah.
But as long as they work on other things in the relationship, like, men, like, that's all we ask. Like, what women want, they want to meet in the middle. It's something that's
even
fair.
We'll take 40%. I could go the 60 if you come the 40. I'm happy with that. Those are good numbers I could work with. And on a rough day, if you're having a rough day, I'll take the 75 if you take the 25.
Yep.
What I'm not going to do is take it all. I'm not going to do the 100. I'm not even going over 80, really.
Right. We've got a few more, which is one of the things is relax. Like, you know, sometimes we're super stressed and all we're asking for, like, we're not asking for you to always just, jump in and just take care of everything. What about just sitting next to us, making us laugh?
Yeah.
Just
taking
a
load
smile.
Off. Just lay with us.
Yeah. You know what? Don't talk to me about the house being a mess today.
I'm not into it. I don't really care.
Into it.
Guess what? I made it through the day and it was a barely kind of day, but we made it through. So if, at the end of the day, find your shows that you like. You guys have to have shows in common. Like,
yes.
Corey and I have three shows that are like, doesn't matter what they're on. When the challenge is on, everything stops and we watch the challenge. When Gotham is on, we watch Gotham. And there's one more and I can't think of it and I'm going to figure it out, but those are the ones we watch.
This is what we like to call the little things.
The little things.
Remembering your anniversary. Not that fucking hard. Remembering your favorite movie. Like, watching shows together. Those are the little things.
Like, one time I came home and Cruel Intentions, which is my favorite movie ever, was recorded. And I was like, he goes, I saw it on there and knew you'd want to watch it when I was like, I was like, bro, get over here. I was like,
That's a great example of something
so
small.
I was like, pants off, dance off, let's go.
Yeah, it's like something so small and insignificant, but
it changed the world.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Not only did he remember that was a favorite movie, but he made sure to make an effort and record it. Those are things that are the reasons that me and Corey have sex every day. Those are reasons of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not one of those married couples. We are. This is why we have no problems in that area. Our problems are in every other area, but not sex, don't worry. But that's because, like, little things like that that he'll do will last a long time for me. Like, that's something that happened a really long time ago, and I still remember it. Like, stuff like that is major for girls. It just shows that, like, you remember when they talk. You're actually listening.
Yes, for sure. Like, if he knows you've had a harder day, you know what I mean? And then he does something small to make your day that much better. I mean, it's the little things.
Sometimes I call him crying. I'm like, I can't do this. They're here. They were put on this earth to kill me. Like, I don't know how to do it. He'll come home and he won't even shower from work. He'll take the kids and he'll take the girls to pizza or something. And then it's just me and Jules and I could just kind of like have a break. And
quiet.
Even though it's not a break because I still have Julian, like, I still get that moment where it's just me and him. And I'm like, wow, I don't have to like stop the girls from fighting over a toy or like tell them no for 1,000 times about the lipstick. Like,
he's a teammate, which is another word on our list, you know, like, you're not in a single marriage. Like,
it's a partnership.
It's a partnership. You need a teammate. Like, you tag each other in and out to help each other out. Like,
tag me in, coach. Tag me
in. Some of these dads that, like, don't want to be there to, like, actually raise the kids.
Well, that's
like,
because they're fathers. They're not dads.
Whoa.
Big difference in the word. Anybody could be a father to somebody, but to be a dad is
a totally,
a
different,
totally
thing.
Different thing. And kids pick up on that. And then guess what? You're producing a child who's also going to be just a father.
Whoa, that's so true.
Just like a girl is going to be just like her mother or her mom.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Courtship. Let me ask you this. Why does the honeymoon phase have to end? Like, why is there an actual term honeymoon phase?
Like, I think that's what fucked everybody up because they're like, oh, we're still in the honeymoon phase or it just ended. Like, why put a date on it?
Yeah.
Like, so people have dates for, oh, we got engaged on this day and we got married on this day and then the honeymoon phase ended this day. It's like, why would you even come up with that word?
Yeah, it's a shitty word.
It's very annoying.
Because who wants the honeymoon phase to end? No. It should never end.
No, honestly, you have to act like you're always trying to win your girl over.
Yes.
Like,
even if you have her and she's obsessed with you, she wants to fuck you all the time.
Continue
you should
still to act
be courting
like you're
her.
Trying to get her in bed.
Yes.
If that's actually the term, because I need you to act like you're putting on your best person, like you're trying to get me in bed on the first night we met, but for our whole relationship, because then you will get me in bed all the time. That's what it is, because we want to be chased and like we want to be
like, you know, that feeling when you're dating someone new.
Yeah. And they're like texting you back fast and they're like asking you what you're doing. And can you make time for me? Or like, when do I get to see you? Do you get to see you? Oh, God, melts.
Like those are things that, again,
this
know.
Is a guidebook, you guys. We're literally handing your men.
It's not hard. It's so simple. It's, most of this shit doesn't involve you moving or doing anything.
Literally nothing we have said requires any money. So don't even pull the, oh, we're poor, we're going through financial shit. None of the shit that we just told you, except for maybe flowers. So go steal them from your neighbor's garden and then bring them to your girl. Guess what? That's your
I don't
poor way
that.
Out. I do. And so I want you guys to just realize, like, we're giving you tips of like how to get a girl in bed and how to get a girl for life. Like, these are the same. What we need you to understand is the same things that you did to get us in bed are the same things that you need to do to get us for life. Like, we just want very simple shit. It's pretty much like common denominator things that's baseline, and it's all in the same. It's not like, oh, once we get married, then we want this. Like, no, pretty much all the shit is the same.
It's the same. It never changes. We're not going to wake up ever and be like, oh, we don't want you to help with the dishes, or like,
no,
oh, that he's texting me and annoying me. Like, your text, Denny's text never, ever, ever annoys me.
No.
Ever.
Mm-mm.
Like, he has his own little text ringtone. I still get excited to hear it.
Aw, that's real cute.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's cute. I think that that's important. And I just feel like we are willing to do. The thing is, girls need to be, guys are turned on all the time. Okay. They're always turned on. It doesn't matter. Girls need to be turned on.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to want to fuck you, we need you to do the things that turn us on, which are the things that we've listed in this podcast today. We need you to do the things that get us excited about you coming home to see you, to be with you, that turn us on still. Like, we need all those things. Like, and it's constant. So figure out a way to get it to us, and I guarantee you your sex is going from once every 2 weeks to like maybe even 3 times a week. I could put my relationship on that you guys are going to be having a shit ton more of sex if you do the things
you
that we just listed.
Yeah.
I mean, and you want to talk about like thinking outside the box, surprising her and telling her to jump in the car, you're taking her to a surprise dinner. Would we talk about Roadhead? I'm telling you, it's a strong possibility, okay? These are things that I'm trying to help you men out with that are helping us, because we want to do these things for you, but like, you make it difficult for us to do them, because
could you imagine like coming home?
We're like, he doesn't fucking deserve to get that. And that's like, why women put it as like, oh, it's his birthday gift, because it's a job. It's a blow job.
Yes.
Baddies, do you understand?
Imagine men want you to come home. They want to come home and have you do more work somehow. Like you haven't done work all day long.
Yeah. No, it's and you know what?
How about saying, I'll take the kids for an hour, take a nap, close your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
That's a baddie move.
That's a baddie move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't explain to you the little things that can mean a half an hour nap, like a recharge. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Close your eyes for a minute. I'll take the kids outside. We'll have them ride bikes for 15 minutes, a power nap. Ugh. Damn.
What a man.
When you get back in here,
what
be ready.
Man,
I bet.
What?
Watch, you're going to get that text.
What a mighty good man.
Hurry up and put the kids to bed. I can't wait to fuck you tonight. It's all happening then. This is just the guidebook. Okay. This is
it's a cheat sheet. It's an hour cheat sheet. So
bad
easy.
Examples. version of the Steve Harvey book, like from a girl's version. We're telling you what we want. These are the things. We don't ask for much. We don't ask you to like rain hundreds on us all day. We just want you to tell us we're pretty and feed us.
Feed us tacos.
That's all we want in life.
Extra cheese, bitch.
All right, you guys, I feel like you'll get something out of this. And it's important for the guys to hear this. So blast this next time you're with your man in the car. He needs to hear it. He actually may hear something and be like, I'm willing to listen to that.
Oh my God, you guys learn.
Hold on. Yeah, I think I heard something about blowjobs in there. Okay, so let me continue to listen. What's going to get me that blowjob? Let's move on from there. I want to thank Dimly Wit for putting up with our shit and our foul language and having us on their networks.
Alan, you are going to be the best man to your woman. I just know it. Oh, Alan, yes.
We love her. We love him. There's so many great shows on Dimly Wit. Check them out. They're not as graphic as us, but you learn a lot from them. I want you guys, it's major this time, to send this to a guy. I want you to pick two guys, whether it's your friend, your husband, your man, your best friend's man, your man's best friend. I don't know. Somebody pick a man and send him to this. He needs to hear it because he can, even if another man doesn't listen to this, he can tell his boys the tips that he like cheat sheet. This is what it is. It's a get in my pants cheat sheet. And it's happening here. Rate us, subscribe us, share it with a friend, download the episodes. We're back next Tuesday and every Tuesday for more bad examples. So please keep checking us out. We love having you guys.
Baddies, we love you.
We love all of our baddies. Please keep sending us and DMing us on the Bad Examples Podcast Instagram. Cheers, bitch.
Cheers.
See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.